I just read this today. This is political, but Kid Rock said when he visited the White House for the first time that he was able to visit President Trump and had such an amazing time. He was on a podcast and talking about voting for Trump. And Kid Rock said he visited President Trump in the White House. Sarah Palin was there, too. And this was a favorite part of his tour.
Well, the first times for the White House having dinner was Sarah Palin. We go in the Oval Office to meet him, and he's just wide open, like, kid, like, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, Rock, come here. We walk down to this other room left of the Oval Office. He goes, you know what this room is? Like, no, sir. He's like, this is the Monica Lewinsky room. I'm like, literally, I felt like I was his stepbrothers. I'm like, did we just become best friends?
Trump shows off the Lewinsky room when he's got visitors there in the White House.
Is that where she would hide? What does that mean?
Or maybe that's just where they did it.
They did it. I believe they had places. He has a private office, I think. Now, I only know this from
other than the Oval.
Yeah. Other than I only know this from West Wing, but there is a private office off of the Oval Office that the president can go to when he wants to be completely alone. Remember the other day we were talking about there are sensors in the floor of the Oval Office when the president has meetings that cannot be interrupted by Secret Service. So the Secret Service is outside, and based on where the pressure is in the room, they know where the president is at all times, which is very interesting to me. But now, only one time have I seen that, but on either the West Wing or one of the movies I've seen about the president, they said, well, there's a private office right off the Oval Office that I could go to. So maybe Trump showed him that.
Yeah.
Because they did some work in the Oval. Lewinsky and Clinton, you know.
Yeah,
you
believe, I always pictured it.
Yeah,
but I thought they had, like, you know, kind of other places too.
A little different place to go.
Or is that a room for a private secretary or attendant?
Maybe that's right. And they go over there.
I think, love him or hate him, this just proves that Donald Trump, like many of us would be, is like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm in here. Because that's what I do. I'd call up like Kid Rock and be like, dude, come here.
Get over here. Look at this is the Lewinsky room. There's the Lewinsky room right there.
Yeah. I would. Absolutely. I think anyone would.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what happened here? This is a Lewinsky room.
Well, listen, we had a guy stop by yesterday to the house. Now, normally we don't open the door.
The house?
You know how we are.
How did he get past your security?
He walked right up to the door and rang the bell. Okay. Now, after the Pine Straw incident, we beefed up security like you wouldn't believe around the house.
And so far, it's captured you, your daughter, and your son.
On camera.
On camera on your front porch.
So yesterday, I happened to be walking to the bathroom, and the doorbell rang. And my wife was sitting in her chaise, and she did what she always does. What the hell is that? It's the doorbell.
Now, aren't you supposed to get alerts on your phone?
Well, we did.
To see the face.
She saw the face.
It'll alert.
She said, there's a man standing at the door. And I was literally 6 feet from the door because I was walking to the bathroom. And I said, I'm going to open the door. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Last time I opened the door, I lost $4,000. Okay.
You got a little bit of pine straw.
That's right. I wanted to test myself. I wanted to see if I could be strong enough to open the door to a stranger and see what they said. And he did exactly what Chris Dim says they do now, which is he rang the doorbell, then walked back down the steps and stood in the sidewalk. You know, he wasn't
right. They give you a big buffer space now.
Yes, yes. So I opened the door, and he said, I'm here representing America for Trump. And I was like, all right, okay.
Get in here.
Get in here.
You look up and down the street.
I looked around, made sure nobody was looking. All right.
I'm having a great day, sir. How are you? I'm crushing it in this neighborhood.
Come on up. Come on up on the porch, you know? So he says.
There's my wife. She didn't have a bra on, but she.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Did he have an American flag shirt on? A badge?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Because I had the same.
Oh, you had the same.
I had the exact same experience two days ago. But, by the way, Chris Dim, right again, walked up the steps, hit the button for the camera, and immediately ran back down the steps.
Right. That's what my guy did.
Take 10 steps back.
Yeah, that's what he did. Yeah. And then, so he goes, I'm here, America for Trump. I was like, all right. And he goes, do you mind if I ask you what party you're affiliated with? And I said,
shh. What? She's going to hear you.
I said, well, you know, I'm registered Republican. And he said, okay, no worries. And I was like, well, why would I be worried about that? And he says,
you know what the word rhino means, sir? And I'm not talking about the large semi-aquatic animal. Yes, I've been called that.
He says, let me ask you, are you planning on voting this year? And I said, well, yeah, I'm planning. I'll probably wind up voting. Yeah. And he goes, well, let me ask you this. Who are you going to vote for president of the United States? Well, now that's where the rubber meets the road, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
you've been polled.
You know, and I said, well, I don't know. You know, I'm really up in the air on this thing. He goes, oh, really? You're up in the air. And he said, what can I do to get you over to President Trump's side? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I know a lot about the candidates. You know, I'm really studying. And he's like, well, President Trump represents the future. You know that. You don't want these liberals running them. I was like, well, no, we don't want these liberals running them. You know how I am. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what mm-hmm. you mean.
Yeah.
And then he said, are you going to vote early or are you going to vote on election day? And I said, well, I'll probably vote early because I pass by the polling spot every day. He's like, all right, no worries. Let's talk about Trump. And then he starts going on about Trump.
Okay.
Like, okay. Boy, by the time he was done with me, I was like, all right. Yeah, bright future for America coming here.
Was there an ask for fundraising?
No, no, he did not ask for any money.
Did he leave you with any literature?
No, he just talked to me about who I was going to vote for and just chatted with me about President Trump. All took about 2 minutes, you know.
Same group.
Yes.
But I think, because I noticed all this happened when I recently moved.
Yes.
So now I'm registered in a different area.
You're right.
I'm a registered Republican.
Me too.
But I noticed they only went to, like, my house.
Uh-huh.
I think they're checking on Republicans.
Making sure we go out to vote.
To make sure we're going to go vote.
I see.
What they call canvassing?
Yeah.
Is it canvassing?
Get out the vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like pre-polling and just, hey, make sure you vote.
Well, did your guy ask you who you were going to vote for?
I didn't. I just talked to him through the Ring camera. He took off running because he said, can I talk to you for a minute? And I went, sure, Daddy. Hang on. And he took off down the right to the car, jumped in.
Oh, that's what I should have done. That's how I should have done.
It's kind of fun to mess with him through the camera. Yeah.
No.
Can I speed you for a minute? Absolutely, Daddy. Hang on. Let me put on my robe.
No, I went out there and opened the door and stood with him for a while.
Yeah.
Did you get yelled at when you came back inside?
Your
wife.
My wife said, what kind of information did you give him? I said, nothing.
Nothing.
I just told him who I was going to vote for. That's all I told him. And that I was going to be voting, and I was going to be voting early, and where I was going to be voting, and what my car looked like.
Yeah.
That's all I told him.
That's all he knows.
That's it.
That's all he knows. I didn't give Social Security number or nothing. I really have grown. Yeah. I've really grown.
You didn't have the checkbook with you?
Didn't have the checkbook. Didn't write a check. Didn't give him any
PayPal.
Money.
No,
didn't give him any money. Right.
Yeah, I'm surprised they visited you. I figured because I had just registered somewhere new that it was like, oh, let's go make sure he's going to come vote Republican for
us. I've seen a lot of canvassers going through our neighborhood. I think that's what they're doing.
So they know because he skipped my neighbor's house. My neighbor's lib.
That's what I'm wondering. Mm-hmm. I think because I noticed that was the only house.
My neighbor has a sign in the yard that says, like, I trust science and believe in this. And so he just walked right on past.
The Love is Love house?
Yeah, Love is
Love. No need to stop.
Yeah, it's like, love is love. Yeah. And we don't care about race or anything. Mm-hmm. And they just walked right on by. Mm-hmm. He knew. Put an X over that one. That's not happening. So he went right. But you know, he stopped at several houses in the neighborhood. Uh-huh. I watched a little bit.
Well, your neighborhood, yeah.
I watched a little
bit. Target rich environment, we used to like to call it.
Yeah. Yeah, my neighbor, my next door neighbor, he's liberal. And when I moved in, some of the other neighbors came over and said, listen, he's a nice guy, but just let you know, he left, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, all right. And he's like, I wanted to warn you now. He's going to put some signs up and stuff. And he'll put up.
He's riding with Biden.
Yeah, he was riding with Biden there for a while. So we just, but what I love about our neighborhood is it doesn't matter, you know, love is love.
Right.
Because when my other neighbor, who's Republican, has his Jimmy Buffett party every October, guess who's there?
Everybody shows up in their Hawaiian shirts.
Liberal Bob is right there, and that's fine. We love each other. That's right.